And he go back long, he know where he turn out at. But you wouldn't hardly know. He know through the woods where he turn. He could come back home when you couldn't. A dog can bring you back home. If you rode a horse off and got lost, if you turn the rein loose, he'd bring you back home. He'd come home where you couldn't, where you was lost, animal and woman. Mm-hmm.
The mule do the same
way. Mule the same way.
And what's a chicken bone made like this?
Pulley bone.
Pulley bone. Uh-huh. And after you find some clover and you cut it and then some more comes up, what do you call that second crop?
Well, they would just call that the second growth, undergrowth, anything undergrowth. Like that. Where you cut it off and come out.
And different things that you make out of cornmeal, especially in the old days. Did you ever remember having ash cake?
Yes, sir.
How was that made?
Well, they get that corn to the meal, the water meal, then it topped on the rocks. They don't turn just like that, but turning fast on one station, then turn over it. And that corn meal back and get a hot fire made out of more oak or hickory. And just take them ashes and over them out and make that meal go back, gonna put it in the pan and cover it back up with them hot ashes.
So and then put it in a rag.
The rag? Uh-huh.
Most of them just
and
put it right
in the rag. And then root the hot ashes over.
And
call that ash cake.
That's ash cake. Was it like hoe cake?
Yes, sir. Might put it like pawn, ready to put it down. It make it thick as I want it, thin as I want it, and take it off. And after wash, just blow that dust off. And that ash is hot, but not to stick to it. You can blow it off. You get a glass of sweet milk. This old farmer thought he had a good eat then, got ash cake and sweet milk.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Take a wet rag and wipe it off. Clean wet rag after you blow it.
I suppose actually the ashes give a kind of a flavor. But,
you don't want to stick to it. Them hot ashes wouldn't hardly stick to it, Mark.
Stick to it.
And things that you fry, made out of cornmeal, and you fry them in a deep fat.
Well, now, they all ever fry that cornmeal. I mean, my folks didn't, but they get that flour and make it out like that. And some of them call it flitter, and some call it flapjack. That's made out of flour. Somebody mix it.
Mm-hmm. And they went to calling it battle cakes.
Battle cakes. Cakes. All the same.
When I mix some of that meal and flour together and fry it, men used to stay in the house by himself called batch, and he called that bastard bread in with flour and meal mixed. They'd do a lot of that kind of cooking.
Mm-hmm.
It's men cooking for themselves.
Mm-hmm. If you boil some cornmeal and pot liquor, what's that?
Dumpling.
Dumpling.
Call that meal dumpling.
Is a dumpling the same as a dodger? Corn dodgers?
Well, some of them call it a dodger, and some call it a dumpling. Yes,
thing.
Sir. Made by the same way, going pot liquor, boar, turnips, or rutabaga, and put that meal in there.
You ever use Johnny cake down here?
Don't leave you in talk of that.
Uh-huh. And if you boil cornmeal in water, what do you make out of? What's that?
Well, the only thing I know about boiling cornmeal a long time ago, people used to fix it for a little baby and put a little sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know of other ways to boil it except to feed a baby on. And I think they call that kush. I know it's good. I was a big old boy and it didn't mind. I'd eat some of it up from the baby. Put a little sugar in it, make it look kind of sweet.
Uh-huh. Do you call it, ever hear it called mush?
Yes, sir. Call it mush, kush, over them names.
And when you make big bread and loaves, make it out of white flour. What's that?
Well, now, they had two ways to cook that flour. To put on a hoe cake there, just put it all over the pan and pat it down, and it's cooked all together. Call it out a hoe cake, but then you take some of the same dough and make biscuits out of it.
Biscuits.
But the biscuits are much better.